I'm at work making ASMR right now. You get it right. Well, I figured since you listen to ASMR at work, I will do a meta role play while I'm at work and you're at work. And I'll kind of just ramble and talk about what I do in general. And I will give you the perspective of an but first of all, because this is very serious, I am going to chug some water for you right this very second. And I'll even let you hear my tummy before and after because I'm just so generous like that. But as an ASMR artist, it's super important to be hydrated for your vocal cords. This is my tum-tum. Maybe if I'm talented enough, I could let you hear while I drink the water. Me put the cap right there. I don't think I'm skilled enough for this. But yes, very important to be hydrated for your vocal cords. No, I can actually ramble your ears off. But you should hydrate too. It's important. You don't realize how much you sweat during the day when you're at workies. But I will formally explain my work to you, and I will keep your mind occupied. So, as I'm grabbing my tool, I am a amateur voice actress or artist. And my voice is my money maker, which means I have to be very protective of it and look after it. I have a very ironic setup in terms of YouTube because normally you would want to keep people watching for like, sorry, my tummy's making noises because of the water. But yeah, normally you try and get people to like watch your videos for the longest time and like have very high engagement. Although that is good for the YouTube algorithm, it is the opposite of what happens with ASMR artists because I want you to go to sleep, which means my engagement is really low. I also write scripts, just like what you're hearing right now. I have a very, like, loose bullet points. It's different when I do versus like a role play. Role plays are very different. I can like go on a tangent and yap about whatever I want right now. It's not a hardcore role play where I'm your dummy mommy. And it's out of character for me to start talking about tingly tools that I'm going to be jamming inside your ear for being such a good boy. I write scripts from, or like, so I never had any experience whatsoever. I just had a normal curiosity and fascination. I don't know what just clicked. It's something clicked in here. I had like a fascination with alternative things. And I've never been like shy or prone with it. Like, I did that salsa, but also did that food, but that's shy. But yeah, my script writing skill started from nothing. It was literally a meme and a dream. But that's kind of how, I would explain it. Like, organic creators are successful because they are themselves. And they're growing like alongside you with your feedback and the appreciation and yeah, I think that's why like I'm not, please don't think I'm starting to pick a fight, but I think if you get scripts from elsewhere, sometimes your personality can't like shine through or how you are as a person. Like, I remember when I first started live streaming, people were shocked at how like not calm my personality is, and it's like, no, I'm hyper, I'm excited for life. I'm like, I'm big into video games, I like things loud, energetic, all that kind of thing. I think they can kind of come through in my scripts. Like, for example, I have like a, she's kind of a recurring character, but like a wolf girl, and she kind of talks like this, she's all over the place. That's honestly how I would talk all the time if it wasn't considered weird. Like, what are you talking about? I'm gonna tingle you But yeah, I've gotten better at script writing. Only took me like 5 years to learn, and they're still not even the best, but I like that's what's important. I started with a Tascam, which was $80, and this is embarrassing to say. I'm talking to you on a 3DO right now, tappy tappy tappy. It's why the binaural sound is so good. Like, when I come up and whisper in his ear, you can tell I'm doing it in one ear, and then when I travel to the other side of the microphone, I'm still whispering, you know. But my Tascam, the two microphones are at the top of the mic, and I would have to swallow the microphone for it to even understand me. It really would not like work with me. So it was bad. My early content, truthfully, is it's so bad that I cannot watch my old content anymore because it hurts. It causes not HP damage, but like MP damage, mental damage. But I think it's good to be able to like look back and laugh at yourself, because I mean, if you take it too seriously, then what are you gonna do? You're just gonna delete all your content, and well, that's no fun. I think being able to look back and See, your growth is important. Sorry, I'm using a brushy to dab your ear. But it's nice to just listen to an old snippet of an audio. I mean, you can hear in my voice how scared I was. I was so shy. I was like, oh, it was really bad. Oh dear. But now I have so much confidence because I don't have to prove myself anymore. Before it was like, I might be an ASMR artist, but now I have the confidence and I'm so cocky. Because, yeah, either you like my ASMR or you don't, and that's fine with me. That's life. You can't enjoy everything. What was that that made that noise? A little tap noise. I was also super quiet because I was trying to hide my voice from my mom and dad. But it's not a factor anymore because I'm in a recording booth and I can be as loud as I want. I can scream, I can moan. And I don't upset my neighbors, which I'm really glad about, because if you've ever heard, like, this isn't me being weird, if you've ever heard my alternative stuff, things get a little deafening. and my little bubbler. As for the next, like, part of work of being an ASMR artist, so there's scripts, but then there's also editing and performance. And I used to stutter so badly. It was like the nerves got to me and it became like really problematic. I could hardly say a sentence without retrying it like over and over and over. And I also naturally have a very wet mouth, which means I click like, I don't know if I can give a good example right now, but I click often saying certain words. So I have to retake lines over and over for like hardcore roleplays. Sometimes, however, I just get so frustrated that I leave in my spitty line. So you might notice it now that I've pointed it out, but if you don't notice, you don't notice. Some people say that they fall asleep within like 5 minutes of my voice because they have lost. What else? Oh, this is really embarrassing. I can talk about it now, but I couldn't at the time. I used to edit on in my first 2 years, I edited on a broken pair of headphones, and it would make it sound like the words were really choppy, and I would have to edit and cut and blend them together. Nope. Turns out there was nothing wrong with those recordings at all, and I was just butchering the frick out of those audios, and it haunts me to this day. So yeah, check your headphones when you edit. Don't do a me, because I'm incredibly dumb and regret it. Very shocking. I was very horrified at the time, but it is what it is. Look, that's life. I also didn't know I had to boost my audios by 12 decibels. I normally boost them 12 to 15, sometimes 20. I didn't know any better, okay? But it's a learning curve. As I said, if you're like an organic ASMR artist and you don't like have a team behind you, and you know, back in the wild west of YouTube many moons ago, everyone was kind of new. Like, I feel like no one truly understood what they were doing. Like, I don't know what was going on. I also could never have predicted where it was gonna go, you know? I didn't know what white noising is. So white noise is the hissing or I know you can't hear it right now in the background of a natural audio recording. And I didn't know you could edit it out, so when you listen to my old content, all you hear is like a hissing in the background, because I didn't know any better. And in order to get rid of it, it's such a simple solution. Record the silence for 10 seconds and then edit it out in like a software that deals with it. And that's it. And I sabotaged my audios for many years because I didn't know about this thing. But it's okay. We live and we learn. Yes, we do. There's also something called an equalizer or like EQ, which means your audios won't pop as horrifically. There's a handful of tingles that are actually really bad to record. So, like the tingles that I'm doing right now in this audio, I'm doing them live, which is why, like, things like as I place the cork next to your ear, you can really hear it. But sometimes tapping is like, it's too loud, it needs to be balanced out. There's other tingles, for example, ear licking, that needs balanced like crazy. I'm not kidding, that is very hard. Things like ear cupping, they will create a vacuum because my thighs are just so thick and juicy. Sorry, Your Honor, it's a problem. but they will, like, in quotation marks, blow the audio out. But if you can kind of like work your magic post recording, but they help a lot. I also used to leave me breathing in the background while doing the tingle a lot. I couldn't even hear it, to be honest, in my head. So there's just me tingling you away, and then all you hear is like, because I was like in such a trance to like make sure the tingle was good and you were enjoying yourself, and then it's just me mouth breathing, which is why I always say like, oh, I'm a heavyweight mouth breather, but it's because it's true, I am. I always breathe through my mouth. It's terrible. It's just the way I am. But yeah, I also have like massive gasps in between when I do try to be quiet and record triggers, but you'll never hear it. But my example would be like, tingle, 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 but I'm not breathing, and then I just go like a fish out of water, and I edit it out, so you'll never ever hear it. But I think there's quite a few audios that's left in. But I just didn't know any better. Just had to learn. It's just how it is. I think that's why people are quite nostalgic. Technology. Nostalgic for older ASMR or times where it was like, I just discovered you and I like this old style, and it's just because there was. I think people who like the older stuff, it's because there's such a lack of professionality that it's nostalgic. Because I don't leave the same mistakes in anymore, you know? It's terrible, but it is what it is. As for like starting earlier, I remember there were just so many ASMR channels like alongside me. We were like, it felt like there was a boom, an explosion, and we were like all learning and doing stuff together and collabing together. But I've just noticed as time goes on, the names, I don't really recognize them from older stuff. I ran out of breath there, Stuff. But it just makes me wonder where everyone went. But I think the really like a really cruel thing is that realistically, not everyone can be like a content creator or ASMR artist and like be able to support themselves. There's definitely like a curve of like, this is a hobby. This is a hobby I want to make into like a living. And then like those who make it into the like living range, like I can do this range. But I do hope they're okay. I miss, like, I look back on it and it's just, I miss it. That's how it is. I went away, sorry, I'm moving the microphone. I went away for like 2 years. I was still uploading occasionally. But like coming back, you know what it feels like? It's like in the Fallout, is it Fallout 4 trailer? It's like I came back and it was a wasteland. But it kind of is like that. I did have some older like acquaintances, like girls who I collabed with, like reach out and be like, "Oh, welcome back. You know, not seen you in a while." And it was like, yeah, it's nice to be back, but things have changed. And they were telling me like, "Oh, I just couldn't keep up with it anymore," or like in real life got in the way. Life is hard, you know, and it's affecting everyone. Like, I know it sounds so generic, but it will get in the way of like people who could have been, you know, full time and still been around. Oh my gosh, I sound so sad, but I kinda am. Although there is some good news from the lovely girls who reached out to me. Some of them have like started new personas, which if you're someone who doesn't like when like someone you enjoy starts a new persona, well, I'll give you another perspective. It's actually quite healthy, and yeah, if you ever wondered why or found it weird, but it's actually sometimes like can help them grow and get more support and momentum so they can be full time. When you take all of the knowledge that you've learned about content creation, say it was over the span of 3 years, and you apply it to a new persona, you're like likely to shoot right up there. And I'm getting out of breath. The algorithm like rewards you so much for that. Like, if you know what you're doing and you're bringing in the views and people are interested in your videos and they click, it can help like bring them more success like right from the get-go. I've had like quite a few starts and stops on Dude That's Wholesome, like this channel here. Because like I had to pause because of family health, or I had to pause because like I couldn't, you know, cut it anymore, and then I came back and things got better. I think that's one of the things that people get tired of is like, oh, YouTubers have like the easiest job in the world. All they have to do is upload like a gaming video for 20 minutes and then they're done or whatever. The, you know, the tweet of the week is the flavor of the week is, let's be honest, we see that tweet all the time. Look, we've all seen it. I understand, but like, don't you not find it weird? It's a coincidence everyone's saying the same thing. It's almost like there is a psychological problem trying to appease the algorithm. You don't wanna appease the algorithm with me, huh? You don't wanna leave a like and a comment. But yeah, as I was saying, I have had a lot of starts and stops as DTL. I was actually 18, like, boom, very new 18 when I started. And oh my goodness, I was so socially inept and not right. It's the only way I can explain it. I was not right. You know, and I struggled to understand like what was acceptable, what wasn't acceptable, especially like working with ASMR artists of different nationalities. Like, things are completely appropriate to be said in one region, and then the next it's like an insult, and it's like, what are you talking about? I was just asking a question. Fun fact, that did happen to me. I accidentally accidentally insulted someone, and I was like, well, this is perfectly fine where I'm from. And I was like, nope, okay, sorry. And then we never spoke again. Look, I have to admit, it's scary when you accidentally insult someone. I don't want to talk to you if it's like, I don't know, it's gonna be a problem. You know, it's chill, it's chill, it's chill. What was I even saying? Yeah, I did a lot of stupid things, but like all ASMR, well, not all ASMR, just actually. I think content creators all like do that because, like, I mean, you can't demand perfection. People are young, and like, I think especially with the way things are going, you know, content creators become younger and younger in terms of like fresh out the box 18, and you know, I used to have so much energy. Now I'm old, but I'm not a hag yet. Soon though, you'll still love me when I'm a hag. What was I even saying? I don't know. Don't hold ASMR artists to impossibly high standards. Oh my. Because, yeah, I've made mistakes too, but I mean, who hasn't? I'm trying to think of weird things I got up to when I, like, first started out. Ew, did you hear that click? Thank you, tongue. That was very nice. Oh, I don't know if this is weird. I would refuse to watch ASMR by any other ASMR artist. But not because of jealousy or anything like that. It was because I was terrified I would accidentally regurgitate their script or their video, and then I would be accused of stealing. But then, I don't know what happened. I think one day this video popped up. I cannot remember who it was by, but I think curiosity got the better of me, and like I really enjoyed the role play. And I think it was romance based girlfriend audio, and I was like, no, platonic tomboy version, that would be like so awesome. And I did exactly that. I have a preference for like platonic, but like maybe there's a little hint of a Whereas I feel like if it's like girlfriend or like the romance is already there, it's like, no, I want the yearning. Like, I know I'm such a girl for saying that, but the tension, the yearning, like, that's the best part for me. Or like the unspoken crush. Ooh, I love it. It makes me want to kick my feet and leave. But yeah, I ended up making like a tomboy version, and like I changed everything up. I put like my little notes in it and stuff. It was just really good. I enjoyed it. In order to help with my script stuff, I would go on a website called Bunuden. And if you don't know what it is, don't worry, you're not like missing out on anything. But it would help me with inspiration for both my wholesome and alternative world. And it really helped me because I struggled with dialogue, like in between doing things to fill the void, if you know what I'm saying. But now I can like talk for days, but at the start, I could hardly talk and focus on what I was doing. Wink, wink. I also get inspired by tingles by watching in real life ASMR artists so I can see what they're doing to the microphone. Because I found headband scratching. Of course, I can't find my headband. It must be outside my recording booth, but I love headband. I also love cork, which is like what I was playing with earlier. You can like tap on the cork, and I actually put some sand, wink wink, it's gamer subs. And like that gritty noise, I love gritty. Show me your gritty. Sorry, that sounded weird. Oh, this is one thing I can start fighting you on. I love layered ASMR, but whenever I do it, I get feedback that's like, this ASMR is too chaotic for me. And I'm like, I'm trying to be respectful, but like, sorry, your ears are wrong. Layered ASMR, where there's like two different tingles going on. Oh, it's amazing. I really like it. Also, I personally do get tingles. I get them on my head, my scalp, my neck, like the nape of my neck and the top of my back. And I'm convinced, because I can get tingles, that it makes my ASMR better. But I'm not saying if you can't get tingles, you can't be an ASMR artist. I'm not like being a weirdo and like trying to gatekeep. Nope, I'm not. I just think it's helped to give me like a better perspective of like, well, if I enjoy this, then you will enjoy this, you know? As for content for my workies, since you're at workies too, I'm working towards more like charity stuff and work without like you having to donate. Like, I'll organize it. You just get to be there for the ride. I like doing this method. I've done it twice before, I think, but I take the ad revenue that I make on the video and I combined it with my gamer subs code redeems for like the whole month. So, you know, RR, if you want to use code DTW for 10% off, it ends up adding to like a really considerable amount. So, I'm working on some upcoming mini events and I'm working with other ASM artists to pull it off because some people are hosting events that like align with my goals, you know? Yeah, I suppose this is one of the things that have been on my mind. I've always wondered, so I started ASMR, like, I'm not even kidding, 7 years ago. Very old, very old. And I always wonder, did I get in at a really good time? Like, say this, none of this existed. No one had ever heard my voice before. If I restarted, would I ever have found the same levels of success? Or did I get lucky? I got in at a good time. I do think about that often. And I don't know why. I think it just, these kind of, not thought experiments, but it just keeps me humble, you know? Like, I believe in giving a lot, and I believe the importance of, like, giving out free content and trying to do things. I, like, what good things with what I have. Like, you know, collabing with other girls who, you know, might be smaller than me or who might need, like, a shout out or, you know, organizing that kind of stuff. I think it's good to do good, you know? Oh, it sounds so generic. Don't judge me, but it's true. I believe it. Like, it's good to do good. I think it's sweet. Even if it's embarrassing to say. But yeah, I should probably drink a little more water. I'll drink some, and then you drink some, and then you go back to workies, and I'll go back to workies too, because now I need to edit this audio, like, or the one that I'm talking to you in, and I need to edit out all the embarrassing sounds that either came out my throat. There's a saying like, oh, is that a frog in your throat? And I get it quite a lot when I drink water, so yeah, you'll never know. I'll let you listen to my tummy again, because apparently people like my tummy, and who am I to deny you the tingles of the tummy? Yeah, I hope I made your work day a little faster. And thank you for all your hard work, Keith.
Thank you.
a good day at work.